KTX 98.9. I'm Susan, and I've made my way to Studio 1A for some live music. The band Fever High in the studio with me here. They actually had a show last night. Thank you, Matt. Doing a little Texas-California tour and played at Hotel Vegas. How'd it go?
It was so much fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah. It was really great. Yeah.
Crowd was awesome.
We played with a really cool band called Teenage Cave Girl.
Machete Western.
Machete Western.
The Rich Hands.
The Rich Hands. It was a good night out there. Yeah. Austin is awesome.
Now, this isn't your first Austin visit, is it?
It is. It's our first show in Austin.
As a band.
And this is our first actually live radio performance.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, how lucky for me. I got to tell you, All Work was one of my favorite songs of last year.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm delighted to be here. So, and it's nice of you to be here so early because I know you were out late last night. So you guys are based in Brooklyn, but Rennie, which one is Rennie?
That's me.
So you're originally from Oregon. My daughter and my money go to University of Oregon.
Oh, awesome.
So,
yeah.
What city or town are you from?
I'm from Corvallis, so the Valley, as they say. Beavers, go Beavers. But so they went to U of O.
Yeah,
so
she goes, she's a duck.
Oh,
she's
a duck. So that's like, we're enemies now.
Yeah, but Corvallis is beautiful.
Corvallis is really beautiful. I was really lucky to grow up there. And I spent a lot of my childhood around nature. So that was very nice.
Wonderful. So it seems like all the cool kids are based in Brooklyn these days. I mean, do you guys have a real hot music scene still? And a lot of collaborations going on?
I mean, I think so. I mean, when I go out to a lot of shows in Brooklyn and, you know, instead of, you know, getting obsessed with Beyonce, I get obsessed with my friends and, like, they're my celebrities, you know?
Right.
Pretty much just it's like a support group. You go and see your friends' bands.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I heard that you guys are fans of spicy margaritas.
Oh.
Is that
who
true?
Who told you that?
I'm not telling you. All right, it was Wikipedia who told me that.
We do love tequila.
Okay, well, you've come to the right town here. So let's talk a little bit. Well, actually, let's go ahead and play a song real quick, and then we'll talk about some stuff that you guys have coming up.
Great.
All right, so we've got Fever High live in Studio 1A, their debut performance on the radio here on KUTX.
This song's called All Work.
It's up. You got to live for today.
All right, that was awesome. Fever High, live in Studio 1A. And they had a show last night at Hotel Vegas. Going to be, I guess, heading out to Houston very soon for another night. And then back to California for the Texas-California deal. And we're going to do another song and then talk a little bit about maybe what you got coming up.
Awesome.
Okay.
This song is called Tantalized.
Live in Studio 1A with Fever High on KUTX 98.9. You guys are so fun. It must be so fun to just get the crowd all going and goodness gracious. And
aw,
you
thanks.
Sound amazing together. When did you guys start singing together? And
A couple years, I guess.
It's been a couple years, We're still pretty fresh off the boat. It was cool. We went on like a band blind date. There were aforementioned spicy margaritas. Yeah. And it was like, I don't know, we just hit it off really well and we hadn't even sung together. And then we sang and then it was kind of like, okay.
Were you even amazed how good your voices sound together when you first started singing? Because it's
baby, I'm amazed by the way your vocals sound
you
with mine.
Well, we've got Rennie Lane on vocals, trumpet. That was pretty impressive. Keys and guitar. I didn't see the guitar. Well,
that'll be for the webisode.
Okay, great. And Anna Nordine on vocals, glockenspiel. I did see you play that. Adam Schlesinger, people who probably know Fountains of Wayne may recognize that name.
Hello.
On keys, and Brad Wentworth on drums. And you produced the EP that started way back in 2015, right?
And then we did it. And then we put it out on our own. And then we got involved with record label Sire Records, and they re-released it.
Great record label.
Yeah.
So, and now with the five songs, I'm sure you're broadening your musical horizons. Or something new coming out?
Yeah, we've been writing a lot, and when we get back from tour, we're gonna record a few more songs, and we're working to release our album like
this
summer?
Year.
This year.
This year.
Hopefully in the summer.
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, got to.
Got to. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. You're gonna be heading, excuse me, to Houston, and as you mentioned, you're gonna do one more off the air, and you can go to KUTX.org and see what they look like when they're singing. This has been a real treat. Thank you, ladies. Fever High on KUTX. And thank you to Cliff Hargrove, who's been engineering, and the filming crew here. So check out KUTX.org and happy trails.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.